Welcome to episode 79 of The Vinyl Thread with Auburn and Natalie Lowe on Radio Nope. War, inequality, poverty. What are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Apart from inspiring people to sing about them, as this week we explore the theme of State of the Nation. In 1970, America had been involved in the Vietnam War for 15 years when Motown singer Edwin Starr scored the biggest hit of his career with the protest song War. The special single Ghost Town reflected the impact of unemployment, urban decay and violence. It reached number one in the UK, just as a wave of rioting broke out in cities across England.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Barry Maguire's 1965 protest song, Eve of Destruction, referenced several major issues of the time, including the civil rights movement, global conflict, and the American space program.
Butcher of Leon C, just about to take the stage, the one and only Darby, the master butcher of Leon C. Just about to take the stage, the one and only hold the front page.
Moving on now to take the place, Nicholas Van Wassey's face. 6 foot 6 and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums. What aliases that cows, Barbie, the master butcher of Leon C. In a hat back from Notre Dame, the one and only Sheriff Batman. In goes another lens hook, and now I'm losing my patience. Someone call on Roger Cook and the United Nations. He's buying up houses for the has-beens and healthy. From Land's End to Southend to Chelsea, there's bats in the Bowery, the windows are jammed. The toilets ain't healthy, and I don't give a damn. Struggle and smiles, laughs like a madman. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sheriff.
Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine, rail against corrupt and drug-dealing landlords, referencing one of the most notorious slum landlords, Peter Rackman, in their 1989 hit, Sheriff Fat Man.
Photographs of men on the moon. We've got water that is good for us. We've got coffee that's instantaneous. We've got buildings that are very tall. We've got cigarettes that are low in tar.
In 1982, Hull-based band The Red Guitars had an indie hit with Good Technology, a bittersweet reflection on the pros and cons of advancing technology.
Technology. Sometimes I wonder what it is all about. There's lots of leisure time to sit and work it out. There's a TV show I've got to see.
Thank you for listening to episode 79 of The Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again next Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. UK time. And join us an hour before for DJ Deb's topical Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from Alban and me.